small sample size we saw with Watson, with Hopkins, and Fuller averaging 40 points a game. What would it mean to keep Fuller healthy the whole season?
I think it's very important. That's one of the things we talked about throughout this offseason is just, you know, even when he was home, you know, occasionally he's just like, hey, you know, doing the right things, because he adds a dimension. I mean, one of the things that we have that's strong in our room right now is the, you know, skill set diversity, you know. So you got that guy who can, you know, run all those deeper routes. You get those guys who can run the intermediate routes. Now you get guys who can run some underneath routes and cause some problems with that. And when you got all three of those components going, you're obviously a much more dangerous operation. So he's a big part of that. But we've added some other guys to the room that can hopefully, you know, be able to pick up slack when we need to be able to move in a different direction. So it's exciting.
After the year, wide receiver core, how do you look at having, you know, slot guys as opposed to outside guys? Do you try to keep a balance as far as when you're thinking of you and Coach O'Brien and Brian Gain and how you're going to put this wide receiving core together?
Yes, and that's the most important part, is like I said, is the skill set diversity, and that's what we've been shooting for the whole time that I've been here, and I think we're as close to it right now as we've been. So it's an exciting time to work with these guys, because you have, you know, some guys who can take the top off the defense. You got guys who are very good route runners. You have some guys who can catch the ball short and create some big plays down the field, even though they've caught the ball short. So having all three components in place is a critical part. It was a critical part of the offseason here with, you know, Brian Gain and Billy, you know, taking care of some of those things. And then you coach the guys in the room and try to get the most out of each guy on a daily basis.
After the year DeAndre had, what's the challenge for him, and what's the challenge for you as a coach?
Well, the thing with DeAndre is he's very easy to coach because he's such a competitor. I mean, one of the things is now in my fourth year, going into my fifth year here in the league, is that you start to see that here's a guy that's looking for challenges on a daily basis. That's why he's here in OTAs every single day, working hard, because that's part of what it is. And you go through, like, the draft process, and, you know, guys – put, you know, you watch ESPN and they put this guy and compare him to DeAndre Hopkins, and you just know, like, D-Hop's a special guy because of his competitive nature, his work ethic. And this is my second spring with him, and again, he doesn't miss any reps. I mean, here we are in June, and, you know, he's working as hard as if he's getting ready for, you know, the first game of the season, and that's what makes him a different guy.
So how do you see them, or how do you see that influencing the other receivers in the room?
I think it's great. I mean, one of the things that's interesting is we're a young group of guys, including DeAndre. He's 25 years old. So, like, you say, oh, yeah, he's done so much and accomplished so much, but he's still such a young guy that he still has that driving fire inside him. So he's a mentoring role as, like, hey, watch me, because I'm going to be able to do it. I'm going to show you how to do it. I'm going to show you what hard work is. I'm not going to talk about it. That's not his approach. And so he comes every day and does that. So he mentors in a different way, and we need that in the room, and it's good because he keeps it competitive. He keeps it, you know, fresh, and those guys see that, and I think that's very important for our room.
What have you seen out of Braxton Miller this spring?
Braxton came with a good attitude this spring. I think he realizes and understands what we're asking him to do. I think it was a very difficult transition doing what he did, coming from college and trying to jump into the NFL and get into the wide receiver position. And I think he's taken a great approach this offseason. He's been able to, you know, be competitive on a daily basis. And, you know, you can see his skill set really improving day to day. And I'm hoping that just continues, because if it does, then he's on the right path.
Are you excited about Will Fuller, what he could do if he could play every game?
Yeah, I mean, Will's a huge part of what we're trying to do. And, you know, to have him healthy would be, you know, a big step in the right direction. I mean, he really creates problems with the way he runs routes, his ability to get behind defenders. And, you know, he just continues to work on the little things of his trade, which is, you know, catching the ball over his shoulder and, you know, coming back and catching the ball in the air. So those are all things that he's getting better at, and he's a big part of what we're trying to do.
Is Kuteh a pretty natural slot?
Excuse me?
Kuteh, is he a pretty natural slot?
Yeah, he's in the long mold of those Red Raiders, right? So he's done a good job. He's working hard. You know, he shows up every day, and he's done everything we've asked him to do so far. And if he continues to do that, I can see him moving forward.